Dozens of people gathered outside the Wauwatosa offices of GE Healthcare to criticize the international corporation for allegedly not paying any Wisconsin corporate income taxes from 2003 through 2008. The protest organized by the group Wisconsin Jobs Now came as a labor-backed think tank, Institute for Wisconsin's Future, released a report making the tax allegation against GE. The Institute says figures for 2009 and 2010 aren't available. Protester Wayne Olson is a union retiree from Wausau. He says GE made large profits during the 5 years of no corporate income taxes and ought to have paid something.
They should have the 1% pay their fair share. GE is part of the 1%. They don't pay their fair share.
A GE Healthcare spokesperson declined a request for an interview. In a written statement, GE says it pays what it owes under the law, including payroll taxes on employees' wages, property taxes, sales and use taxes. 6,500 people in Wisconsin work for GE Healthcare. The firm says in 2010, it paid $1 billion in federal, state, and local taxes, and says its tax rate for last year will be much higher as the GE Capital business recovers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.